T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. And the guest this morning, Pamela Atwood, gerontologist and executive director at Colebrook Village in Hebron, a regular guest on this program. Pam, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be here.
And as always, you've brought a guest along.
I did. I have known this guest for almost 20 years, probably close to 20 years. Mina Wieland is the resource coordinator at Hartford Healthcare Center for Healthy Aging in Bloomfield. And we're really excited to have her talk to us today about volunteerism. Welcome, Amina.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And I know that this is a topic that you and I have talked about many, many times, and you've done a ton of volunteer work. And your home in Simsbury, as well as professionally, you have volunteered as well. Tell us, when did you start really to become a volunteer?
So let me start. I grew up in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. So I started in probably in the summer of 1982 when I was about 11 years old. My aunt's always looking for something for me to do. Mm-hmm. And we look up some programs in a senior center or community centers at that time. And none of things are really catch my eyes. But one of these programs is a volunteer training program. Mm-hmm. I thought that is fun. Sounds like fun. And we started from there. So that was pretty much my official stepping stone to get some volunteer training.
So what kind of motivated you? Was it something you wanted to? Were you a bored, hyper kid? Or was it really your aunt? Or was it, you know, something cultural?
Sure. So I always wanted to meet friends.
Oh.
I went to a Catholic girls' school. Mm-hmm. It's not in my neighborhood. So it's hard to find friends. So I thought that if I go into a community center, meet mm-hmm. friends, that I thought can be a good starting point mm-hmm. to know someone and also explore what I like to do.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of group activities, go hiking, we visiting senior centers, and I find that's quite rewarding and it's fun. It's a major thing. It's fun.
Nice.
Amina, who inspires you and why?
Oh, yo, this is interesting. I watch a lot of soap operas. A lot of time we see a lot of social workers that they helping people from they jumping somewhere to help people. I thought that is exciting. So majorities are seniors.
WTIC, News Talk 1080.
I see someone didn't help people. I think that the social workers in the soap opera really inspire me to help people. That's where I'm starting.
So were these soap operas? Now, see, this is a conversation we've never had. Was this soap opera like when you were growing up, or are these
when
like
I
the soap opera? So different in your community than like in Hong Kong
right.
than here.
Right. It's so different. And the elderly, mostly I see this elderly culture. In while I'm growing up, uh-huh. and social worker usually work 24/7. It's a long hours, and they don't get really good pay.
Well, that's true here too.
Yeah, yeah. I know. One of the things that my mom said, never going to be don't be a social worker. They don't
right.
get good pay.
Right.
But my heart is want to help people.
How do you see the benefits of volunteering?
Volunteering can go into many, many different directions. And when I grew up, my mom said, don't be a volunteer, too, because they don't get
they
paid.
They get no pay.
No, it's no pay. So it's different. No, fun, definitely, is one of the benefits. Meeting people is another good benefit. When I am getting now, in our age, right now, seeing the benefit is networking.
Mm.
Meeting a lot of people in a different career.
Yeah.
And definitely helping out in a future career development, or even helping other people, always helping other people if they need to have a career development, looking for a job, say, I know someone can help.
Right.
Those connections can go a long way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of skills have you gained from being a volunteer?
Definitely lots of skill that I can see, teamwork, including like leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And able to learning be a leader in a way that, for me, it become a leader. Everybody's a leader. It's depending on how we can develop our own self using our skills and strengths. Sometimes we have this environment, it's a safe environment, that we can able to explore more. Like working with a team, working with different people, learning from them. And it's really nice way to become a leader as ourselves.
You know, that's a good point. And it's, like you said before, if it's fun, it's a great environment versus having to go to a leadership development class course or workshop. You know, if you're in a thing, something that you're enjoying and you're finding fulfilling, to develop your leadership skills in that is fantastic.
Right.
What projects are you working on now?
So right now I'm working for... I have many projects working on, actually. So I am a counselor for Choices Counselor, which is a state program to help seniors to navigate their Medicare choices and health options. So this is more seasonal that I'm helping out in a senior centers. And I'm also a Live Well Chronic Pain and Chronic Illnesses Facilitator. It's a self-management program. Mm-hmm. That I've been working in the seniors with the seniors as well. So one of the things that I've been working with is working Serotimus International.
Oh, I love Farmington, the Serotimus.
The Farmington Valley Club. So I'm working with this project called Dream It, Be It. Mm-hmm. It's helping girls between 14 to 17 age and for their development, for career development mostly. So we're having a workshop in March 30th at Simsbury Library. So it'll be very exciting. We're putting all this nice program and have professional coming and talking to the girls about what are they looking for, what is the barriers in their life. And, of course, nobody knows about that. What are the stress management that they can use to manage?
Wonderful. When you're doing this, it must be really exciting. What energizes you?
I think working with a group of women, that is the most exciting things because we all work with the same goal. And reaching out to different individuals who are willing to help is more exciting, adding to a little extra layer of it. And then we're able to deliver the program on the day of. And we already have people signed up. It's wonderful.
Wonderful. If someone's interested in getting started as a volunteer, where should they start?
I think it's basically looking for what we like to do. Where is our passion is? And then we'll go from there. As simple as looking in your town, what is available? It's different clubs, library, in town hall. Start small.
Mm-hmm.
Never go big.
And if it gets really confusing, give Amina a call at the Center for Healthy Aging.
Sure.
All right. Thank you both. That's Pamela Atwood, gerontologist and executive director at Colebrook Village in Hebron, and Amina Wieland, who is resource coordinator at the Hartford Healthcare Center on Healthy Aging in Bloomfield. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.